Hi, and welcome to the Three English Experts. I'm Birgit.
I'm Dave.
And I'm Rebecca.
And welcome to this episode.
Three English Experts is your English podcast to help you speak better English and create a positive and happy mindset for your English learning journey.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to this episode of our podcast, Three English Experts. This is a special episode. Maybe one or two of you might have noticed. This is episode number 50 we are sending out.
Woo! 50! Yeah. Here we go.
Celebrating, yes, 50. That sounds a lot.
It is a lot.
It is a lot, yes. Taking us almost 2 years. Wonderful. We're still enjoying it and hopefully you do as well. We thought, what can we celebrate with? What can we talk about? And since this is bringing us to numbers, 50th, and that's not so easy sometimes for learners also to sort out, we thought we'd talk about numbers, how to say dates correctly, how to talk about birthday maybe. And Dave and I, we can reveal we have also celebrated our birthdays, 50th. So we are kind of 50-ish.
50-ish.
50-ish. You can
just
say
a little
around.
Bit. A little
just bit. A little bit. In our very, very early 50s, would you say that?
Dave? I'd say early 50s. Yes.
Early, very early. Yeah, very early 50s, yes.
So Birgit is in her early 50s. I'm in my, or... Yes, my
Dave is in
50s.
His. Yes.
And Rebecca's still in her early 20s.
Of course. Yes. I've never grown up.
Yes.
Well, that's not true.
That's not true, but somebody said, I like this idea that because I'm in my late 40s, unfortunately, that it's nicer to be in your early something. Because when you say you're late, you know, so actually once you go over the hump, you know, you get over the 50, then you're in your early 50s. That sounds like I'm in my early 50s. But when you say you're late something, it's all a bit downhill, isn't it? I don't know.
In case of our podcast, I wouldn't agree.
That's so, true. We're not
with the episode, so that's good. I think
it's our 50th episode, which is pretty good,
yes,
isn't it?
Just by the way, while we're talking numbers, there's the early, there's the one in the middle, which is mid, and then there's the late. So
absolutely, thank you.
Yes, and she's in his, and he's in hers.
Yeah.
No, she's that's the wrong way around, isn't it? He's in his and she's in hers. Oh dear, this 50s is blowing my mind, guys. Yeah. It's blowing
my
mind.
Mid or late? Are you mid or late 50s, Dave?
I think I'm early 60s today.
Feeling like
you're having a senior moment. Senior moment there.
Forgetting my head, yes.
So, Dave, what are we doing to celebrate? What have we got for our listeners to celebrate our 50th?
Oh, yes, we're having our golden nugget early and at the same time, because our golden nugget is actually a collection of 50 golden nuggets that we would like to invite you to send us an email and we get it to you as a PDF that you can have a look at and learn the 50 golden nuggets from the Three English Experts, and we'll ask you to then just send go to this website, which is Rebecca.
ThreeEnglishExperts.com.
And there you'll have a link to put in your email address and we'll send it not by snail mail. We will send it via email to you.
Yeah, that's pretty nice.
Okay.
The topics will be anything about English generally, our tips and tricks, the golden nuggets from our side, but also with things like communication, grammar, idioms, tech tools, maybe also a few ideas of books that we've also put in once or twice, recommendations that we have. So there's going to be lots of different topics for golden nuggets that we've had in the past, but also just general stuff we think will be really cool for you to help you with your English language learning journey.
Super. That sounds excellent. And you mentioned once and twice, and that brings me to the first subject of today, I think, because that's when we talk of numbers, how to say that correctly. British people would very often use once, twice. I think you said that Americans might say one time, two times, three times. So it's an option here. I think it's not wrong, but British do use once, twice, three times, four times, and so on. And very important, of course, when we think of ordinal numbers, first, second, third. Who comes first, second, third? Maybe obvious, maybe easy, but in fact, we do hear mistakes with that. That's why we mention it. We wouldn't mention anything that people don't struggle with, but from our expertise, we know people do struggle, and especially with first, you know, the ending ST, second ND, third RD, with the dates or, yeah.
Yeah, I think it's also the TH, isn't it?
The fourth.
Yeah, this is one of the things that especially, I don't know, a lot of my clients, they struggle with this TH sound, you know, the fourth, fifth. It is, it's tricky. It's not easy to say. It is not easy to say.
Fourth, fifth, yes, true. Rebecca, I think you have something on your list you want to talk about.
Yes, on the topic of numbers. So one thing I have is just reading out numbers. So 100 and, I always talk about the 100 and, 130s. It's not 100. 30. So if it's, if your number is 130, it's 130, 130 or 130. You can also say 100 or 130. But there is this little tiny und after the 100. And if it's missing, I always think it sounds a little bit funny. Again, maybe Americans sometimes do that. I'm not quite sure, but I would always say it's 130, 130 or 552. And the and always comes after the 100. So it's not after the 1,000. For example, it would be 1,150 or 1,200,522. So it comes after the and. Sorry, after the 100. Yeah. But if it's missing, I always think it sounds a bit, you notice, even though it's this tiny little und, it does kind of stand out, doesn't it?
Yep. Sticks out, absolutely.
Yeah. And the other point is this million and milliard and billion, which is very confusing. So in English, obviously, we have the million, which is the same as a German million. If you win €1 million in German jackpot, it's the same million you get in the UK. But your milliard is our billion. We don't have milliard, which is very confusing because, of course, Germans also have a billion, which is actually our trillion.
Yes.
Whoever came up with that,
sounds,
I think,
more,
it's really confusing. There's a whole Wikipedia thing about this, why it's like that.
Ah, okay, really.
And it's really confusing, Dave.
And I think, I'm not 100% sure, but I think that there's a difference between a British trillion and a billion, maybe even an American billion and trillion.
Could be. I think, again, it's this milliard thing because there's this terms that have this
very
thing in the
confusing.
Middle. It's really confusing, but yes. Be careful with your milliard. And one other point, actually, when I see...
with your personal...
And also with the plurals.
Yeah, with my milliard and, you know, I've got loads of them.
With the millions that you get.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's always important to put on the S. Sometimes people miss off the S with million.
3 million.
Yeah, you need to put the S on, 3 millions. Mm. Not put on the S. You don't put the S on.
You don't put on the S. What?
No.
You're having another senior moment, Dave. I don't believe your age thing.
I can't wait till I turn 100.
What was
the 100th episode?
The 100th episode. Oh, yeah, the PowerPoint presentation. When I see presentations, often in German, you see this MIO. They write M-I-O for million. We don't do that as well. So it's just a small M. So we're like 8 million would be 8 with a small M. So no MIOs, please. I have to apologize. I'm very echoey today because I've moved into a new house and I've got no furniture. So if I'm echoey... That's why.
Can't you use one of your billions?
I'm millions of boxes in my million-dollar house. No, it's not. Yeah, that's why I'm echoing. Okay, Dave, what was your topic?
Times, as in on-the-clock times, okay? We often hear German speakers saying 20 o'clock, for example. And so usually we don't use the 24 hour in that way. We would usually say 8 p.m. or 8 a.m. in the morning. Do you know what the a.m. and the p.m. stand for, Rebecca or Birgit? Do you know what it's short for?
Well, it's Latin for sure.
It's Latin for sure. But do you know what they mean?
Ante or past, yeah.
Yeah, what, very
whatever.
Good. Yeah, yeah. So anti-meridian and post-meridian.
Ah, thank
it
you.
is that's what it stands for. But it's AM, and I think there's usually a dot, isn't there, between the two words when you write
yeah,
it out?
I think so,
there's
yeah.
a dot in between. So first of all, yeah, with the times, it's 8 p.m. or 8 a.m. And then we have, of course, the quarter past, the half past, quarter to, right? Of course, it's all very simple, but also with times, it's quite important. If you are using 24 hours, then it's, I think it's more sort of a, maybe also even a military thing and maybe timetables or something. But most of the time, we just use the normal time, 8, 9, 10. And then in the morning or in the afternoon, of course, instead of using AM or PM.
I would say yeah. definitely in speaking, you know, we wouldn't say, so often when you're writing, you might use the 24 hour because it's like,
right.
just to be absolutely mm-hmm. clear what, you know, we're talking evening or morning, but I would never say 20, I think is it 2000 hours or something you have to say,
yeah.
and, 2000, you know, and it's like, that sounds very military. But writing, I would always generally stick with, you generally use 24 hour clock just to be clear. But speaking, I would just say, you know, 8 p.m. or 8 in the evening or 8 in the morning. Yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
Or during lunchtime, because that people ask me, what do I say for midday or at midday? Yeah. Mm. So people like that word. It's not a number, but I know people are not always sure.
And midnight is 12 a.m. That's another
yeah.
thing people often ask.
Yeah.
What's 12?
Yeah.
Midnight yeah. is 12 a.m. Midday is 12 p.m. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes, and you said something, Dave, about with the times, and I, on my list, I thought, oh my God, that's me, times, because Mahlnehmen, times, three times, that's also talking about numbers and amounts, numbers, again, that comes as a something question mark, I can see in my people, it's whether it's countable or it's non-countable, so you have amounts of time, numbers of hours you can work. Yeah, and then multiplying, they're saying three times a week, or divided by, and so that's sometimes difficult. Minus, plus, adding with all the numbers. You can do that with numbers. You can do that without numbers, adding time. And when we think of the clock, I just thought maybe sometimes I hear a half hour literally translated, but it should be half an hour mm-hmm. an hour later.
Yeah.
Right, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I hear that as well, yeah. Yeah, this, like I say, I think people think, oh, it's such an easy topic, you know, it's like, oh, times, and you do clocks when you start school learning English, you know, and it's one of these things that I think people either forget or they never learned it properly. And then they go, well, how do I say that? How do I say, you know, and I go like, you know, it is one of those things that I think people don't always remember, right?
Mm, yeah.
They might feel bad about it because they forgot, but it's
right.
it's just exercise, it's training. The same with, and I think Rebecca is on your list with talking about telephone numbers, also important,
yes.
Very important.
Yes, when I first came to Germany, this just freaked me out with the whole Germans putting numbers together. So in English or in British, we always, every number is individual. So your number is 069-677-3412. You know, it's not 24, 85, 69. But the Spanish do that too, don't they, Dave? They do that.
Yeah.
They put the numbers together in like two groups of two or whatever, or groups of three. And it's like, oh my goodness, that freaked me out. So we always say every number individually, so that's quite easy. And the only other thing is the O. You know, we generally say, we don't normally say zero. I mean, you can say zero, it's not wrong. But often people say it's 069 or 0114 or something like that. It's a typical to say O when you're talking about telephone numbers.
And also answering phones.
Very important.
Maybe not necessarily if you're dealing business, obviously, but if you're dealing with private people, sometimes people may answer the phone in England just with the phone number. So don't be surprised if they just say the phone number and not the name.
That's what I
really
came across.
That's
in
a real British thing, isn't it?
01684.
Yeah, yeah.
My mum used to do that and then forget the number halfway through and go, 0142. And I'd be like, 58. I would be like answering, telling the number.
Yeah, but the other thing is that we do. You wouldn't say here is that's another one. Here's Rebecca. Yeah. Well, and even not here is it's Dave. Dave speaking or something.
Yeah, Dave speaking.
Yeah, I saw that on the internet. Here is. Yeah. Mm. Here is. You wouldn't say that. It's Rebecca. Dave speaking or Birgit. Yeah. Or the number. Yeah.
Or the number. I think the address. Old school. I think the number is a bit old school, but
you wouldn't say the address like. Korschenbruch, this and that street, Müllerstraße, no.
No, you just say the number. It's weird. And then
it's weird. It's weird.
Then people know if they called the right number, I suppose. But then if my mom gets the number wrong, then it doesn't help anybody.
You don't know your number by heart. Do you know your number? I do.
Yeah, but yeah. Anyway, okay. What about dates? That's a tricky one, isn't it? Because dates are done differently in the States compared to the UK.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So like in Germany, we would, and then in England, we would have the day first. So the first, for example, the 01, and then the month in the middle, and then the year at the end, whereas the Americas put the month first, the day in the middle, and then the year, which can be quite confusing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I think writing dates also people get a bit confused, but I think there are so many ways of writing dates, aren't there? You can say the 4th. Of July, or you can just write the number 4 and write July. You can write 4th July, you know, there are so many, or July 4th, you can have the month first and then the so we're meeting on July 4th or the 4th of July. There are so many different ways of writing it, I think. Would you agree?
I'm just wondering, because I often say without the and the of. When you're writing it in an email, for example, so meeting on a date, so on, but you speak it on the 3rd of July, let's say, but I would always say not to write the and the of when I'm coaching people. But you're right. Yeah. I think it's one of these very gray zones where I think people do pretty much what they like, but I would always say leave out the and the of.
It's not necessary. Yeah.
But of course you say it.
You don't need it. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Anything else?
Prices.
Prices, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Money. For example, often in if bills or receipts or something like this, we normally put the currency in English. We put the currency first and not at the end. And so this is often things I see Germans writing the currency sign, the euro, at the end. And most of the time in English, you will see the dollar sign or the pound sign or whatever it is, usually first. Yeah. So that's always something just to be aware of when you're seeing and writing prices.
And of course, the comma changes. 150 would be 1.50. We had the point, the dot, the point thing was an issue also. So 1,000 would have the comma.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I sometimes see that on slides when people share documents with me and it's all in English. But then they overlook this fact and they get confused. It's a minor fact. Maybe it doesn't do much harm, but that's the way it should.
It changes a number.
It can change the meaning. Yeah, definitely.
It really can change a number. And I think it's a small thing, but it's like you say, it gets overlooked. It's just, I mean, ultimately, it's always the opposite. When Germans use a comma, we use a dot. When they use a dot, we use a comma. It's just the opposite of what you would normally do. But it can, you know, from figures and things, it can cause huge discrepancies. So it is a big one. Very confusing. Why can't we all just do the same?
Because you drive on the left.
I know. Just would be easier if we
want to be different. Yeah, that's okay.
Different. Yeah. What else did we have? Prices. Oh, we had symbols, for example, like dot and comma and all of these kind of things. So obviously we have things like forward slash and colon and semicolon. I think the one I hear a lot in German, they say minus. So they're talking about maybe an article number.
Mm.
So the article number is 345 minus ZA or something. And we would not say that. We would always say that's a dash. It's a hyphen. You can also say a hyphen, but you can also say dash. It's or dash Z and not minus.
Mm-hmm.
Any other symbols that get mixed up? Hashtag everybody knows now.
Exclamation mark is not so widespread. Yeah. Forward slash, backward slash.
Yeah. Underscore. That's the other one. Maybe.
Underscore. Yeah. Yeah.
People forget about. Yeah.
I'm mentioning you said Z for the Americans, of course, that is Z.
Z.
So they talk about the A to Z and things, and we talk about the A to Z of things.
Yes. That's right.
The Golden Nugget. So the Golden Nugget, as we said at the top, is 50 Golden Nuggets free for you. So head over to our webpage at 3EnglishExperts.com and you can add in your email address and we'll send you the 50 Golden Nuggets. Some we've already shown you or said to you, some are absolutely brand new, so you'll be able to take a lot from them.
Sounds good. And next time we're going to follow on from this numbers topic and we're going to talk about trends. So describing trends. So how to talk about increases and decreases and rise and fall and describing, yeah, maybe describing diagrams, graphs, or if you're doing a presentation and you need to talk about sales figures, how to describe figures with some nice, interesting vocabulary. So looking forward to seeing you then. Hopefully you're there for the 51st episode.
And the 52nd, 53rd, 54th, 55th.
Bye for now.
Bye for now.
Bye-bye.
Thank you so much for pressing play today. If you enjoy our podcast, please share with your friends, your family, or your co-workers. Or you can also support us by giving us a thumbs up or a star rating or a review on whatever podcast platform you are using to listen to us. For questions and comments, you can also head over to our website, 3EnglishExperts.com. Thank you so much for listening. We really appreciate your support. Have a great day and see you next time.